Plenty of news coming out of New Zealand. Donna Logan has told us this morning that the horse called Coming Through that races under that name in New Zealand won't be coming to Sydney. It was originally nominated and then withdrawn from this Saturday. It's instead going to be aimed towards the Brisbane winter. That's the Donna Logan train Coming Through. Also from New Zealand trainer Mandy Brown. We remember we spoke to Mandy, the co-trainer of La Bella Diosa last week with a lower airway issue, was treated. That treatment finished Friday. She worked this morning for Jason Collett this morning, and everything went to plan. According to Jason, he was really happy with the way she felt, and the intention is certainly to run in the Vinery on Saturday over 2,000 metres. That's La Bella Diosa. A bit more New Zealand news. Our good friend from there, Andrew Forsman, the co-trainer with Murray Baker's online. Morning to you, Andrew.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. Looks likely we're going to... I mean, Bjorn will be starting to charge your partner again for stable blocks at Warwick Farm.
No. I think he does well enough out of the publicity, so we'll call it even.
Oh, yeah. Good luck with that. Don't know whether that'll be happening, but John Snow is going to be the first of your runners here on Saturday in the Tullock. Tell us a little bit about this three-year-old, mate.
He's a big, rangy, immature sort of horse who's really just hit his straps over the summertime. He's raced on firm tracks all the way through, but we think he will be better suited on probably slower tracks. So that's probably the reason we've brought him over to have a crack at the Tullock and hopefully all going well at the Derby.
Okay. For people that may not know him, you need to go to New Zealand Racing and have a look at a replay, because you finished third to Ginger Nuts and Rising Red. We know what Ginger Nuts did on the weekend, and talking with Trent Busserton earlier this morning, he's pretty keen about Rising Red from a Derby point of view.
Yeah, absolutely, and so are we, really. So one thing against John Snow, perhaps, is that he's been up a long time, and he's had a long, hard prep, and he really hasn't been set for a Sydney Autumn as such, but he seems to be thriving, and he's settled in really well at Bjorn.
So he's been in work for a while, but he's a tough three-year-old colt, is he?
Yeah, he is. Yep. And he's going from strength to strength. And obviously, as you alluded to, the Derby form from New Zealand always seems to stack up year in, year out.
He is. And where does he normally race in his... Is there a normal racing pattern with him?
He can race handy. In the Derby, he probably settled sort of midfield or just forward of midfield. So no real set pattern, but, you know, probably you would think he'd race in the first five or six.
Okay. He came over just over a week ago with that same plane, I think, Rising Red and Ginger Nuts was on it. How's he settled into Sydney?
Yeah, very well. The team at Bjorn's are very happy with the way he's adapted. He's a very laid-back horse and very kind and easy to do anything with. So, you know, all pretty straightforward in that regard.
And Andrew, as you would have seen on the weekend, you mentioned that he does like the slower and softer tracks. I mean, if we get a heavy again, are you happy with that, or would you prefer to be soft?
Oh, probably soft would be ideal. We wouldn't want a real slog with a backup and into the Derby in mind. I guess that would be the concern. So yep. Some of those horses in the Rosehill Guineas would have had a pretty hard run the other day. So, yeah, look, a heavy testing track like that would, while he would handle it, I don't know how it would affect his chances of backing up into the Derby.
Okay, and Damien Lane rides him, eh?
Yeah, Damien Lane's been booked to ride, so okay, yeah, right. Hopefully he's a pretty adaptable and easy sort of horse, so I'm sure he'll figure it out.
And two of your winners from last Saturday, they're on their way as well. Bonnevale, the three-year-old filly from the Oaks, and Saraceno, who we've seen, I think, in Melbourne in the past, is on the way as well.
Yeah, Saraceno, he won the Danehill Stakes in Melbourne in the spring, so hopefully he can bring that form. He won the Wellington Guineas, it's also a Group 2 at 1400 on Saturday, so... Look, he's in good form, and we know he's competitive enough in Australia, so it's worth a crack. There's not a hell of a lot left for him here, so all going well. Him and Bonnie Vale will be on the plane on Monday.
Okay, and how's the filly come through?
Yeah, really well. Obviously, we've got a few more days to just keep an eye on her and assess fully how she is, but all signs are very positive at this stage.
Okay, so they'll fly Monday if everything goes to plan the next few.
Yeah.
Righto. Yep. All right. Well, we look forward to seeing John Snow. That form around Ginger Nuts, as we saw, is stacked up really strong on the weekend. And Rising Red's more likely to go straight to the Derby and not run on Saturday. just to give you a line there. But at this stage, it'll be a competitive race. Thanks for your time, Andrew. Good luck.
Thanks a lot for having me. Cheers.
Good on you. Thanks, mate. Andrew Forsman there, co-trainer with Murray Baker of the team starting to build up into the Sydney Carnival.